Did the University of Colorado Denver miss red flags about alleged shooter James Holmes? The Denver Post and the ABC affiliate in Denver are both reporting that in June, Dr. Lynn Fenton, the university psychiatrist who treated Holmes, was so worried about his behavior that she referred his case to a university threat assessment team. That group took no action. Holmes left the school soon after, and on July 20th, allegedly killed 12 in a theater in Aurora. Jerry Meyer is with the Denver Post. Jeremy, have your sources told you what Dr. Fenton's concerns were?
Well, they haven't told us that. What we do know is that she apparently, in early June, began having conversations with team members of the Behavioral Evaluation and Threat Assessment Team, also known as BETA. This team, which she actually created in 2010, looks for students who may be threatening, disruptive, or problematic, and the team then figures out what's going on and provides guidance or consultation to that person. If the student was indicating that they would want to do something violent, that kind of information would go directly to law enforcement. So it doesn't appear to us that she had information that he was going to do this July 20th attack.
But she had some concerns, or at least, you know, allegedly, reportedly had some concerns and went to the BETA team. What's the team, again, supposed to do? You said provide guidance, counseling. What is it supposed to do?
Yeah, they're supposed to provide guidance, consultation, maybe make referrals to social services or mental health services. She's the head of the student mental health service, so conceivably the team would give a referral to her.
Is she, by the way, the same person, it's suspected, received a package from James Holmes that was sent to the university after the shooting?
Yes, she's the same person.
So what's been the response, the university response, to your reporting that, in fact, there were concerns about James Holmes before he left the school?
Well, the university is under a gag order from the judge in this case, and they also are citing federal health privacy rules, so they can't talk about it at all. They can't say whether what we have is correct or incorrect under this gag.
Well, it certainly sounds familiar, because we remember after Jared Loughner went on his shooting spree in Arizona, shooting, among others, Representative Gabrielle Gifford, he'd also been referred to a threat assessment team at Pima Community College, which he'd attended. They took action. They suspended him. And questions were raised then about a school's responsibility to tell someone there's a concern about a student, especially if that student leaves instead of just jettisoning them into the community. Are those questions being raised in Colorado?
Absolutely. But then again, we don't have all the information. So it's very difficult to find out what actually happened here. We don't know whether they may have contacted the university police. The television station is reporting that the Aurora police wasn't contacted, but there was no mention of whether the university police was contacted. Right. If there's any violent threat or any, you know, perceived real threat coming from an individual, the psychiatrist is under federal and state guidelines to report that. That actually came out of a case in the late 60s involving a university and a student who was threatening another student. Right. And that case became the guidelines for all psychiatrists.
Well, we called Paul Dillon. He's an expert on threat assessment teams and deputy police chief at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. He said, you know, universities have many more options than the police do anyway, because, as we said, they can suspend a student or force them into counseling under a student code of conduct. But once the student leaves, the university and then, you know, the police, if they're told, may not even know where that student is.
That's correct. And the thing about James Holmes is he withdrew from the university in early June. On June 12th, he turned in his proximity card. So his actual student health insurance ended then. So he was basically no longer with the university, so he no longer received that assistance that he would have.
Do we know if there's a connection between James Holmes withdrawing from the university and his psychiatrist reportedly reporting him to a threat assessment team?
She apparently started making these inquiries to the threat assessment team on June 10th, and then he pulls out. So, you know, one thing, I mean, just we're theorizing here, but perhaps the indication that he was going to pull out of this prestigious program and basically give up his career and his funding and all that was enough of a signal to the psychiatrist that there's something wrong with this kid.
Right. You don't know which way. You don't know what was cause and what was effect. Jeremy Meyer of the Denver Post, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.